Hello.
Hello, my name is Phil Salaveria from Metro Research. We're conducting a poll of people's opinions toward public affairs and current events, and this number was selected at random. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican, or as something else?
Republican.
Thank you. As things stand now, how often do you vote in elections for governor and other offices? Would you say that you always vote, almost always vote, usually vote, rarely vote? Thank you.
I always vote.
Thank you. Would you please tell me your age?
55.
Thank you. In Florida, the media describes people as either black or African-American, Anglo or white, Hispanic or Asian. How would you describe yourself?
White.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
Wrong direction.
Thank you. If the election for a state senator were held today, would you definitely vote for the Democratic candidate? Probably vote for the Democratic candidate, definitely vote for the Republican candidate, or probably vote for the Republican candidate?
Definitely vote for the Republican candidate.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to ask you your impressions of some people and organizations you might have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, a somewhat favorable opinion, a somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. Just let me know. Here's the first one. Donald Trump.
Favorable.
Would that be very or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Ron DeSantis.
Very favorable.
Thank you. Greg Poole.
I am not familiar with him.
Thank you. Florida Power and Light, or FPL?
I don't have any exposure to that.
Thank you. Planned Parenthood.
No opinion.
Thank you. Anna Scamani.
No opinion.
Thank you. The National Rifle Association.
Very favorable.
Thank you. Rick Scott.
Very favorable.
Thank you. Walt Disney World.
Unfavorable.
Would that be somewhat or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Thinking about the job Anna Scamani is doing as a state representative, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I don't have an opinion on that.
Thank you. And if the election for a state representative were held today, would you definitely vote to re-elect Anna Scamani, probably vote to re-elect her, probably vote for someone new, or definitely vote for someone new?
Probably vote for someone new.
Thank you. If the election for president were today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Joe Biden, the Democrat, which one do you think you'd vote for?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. If the election for United States Senate were today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie Mordecai Powell, and the Democrat, which one do you think you'd vote for?
Rick Scott.
Thank you. If the election for a state representative were today and the candidates were Greg Paul, the Republican, and Anna Scamani, the Democrat, which one do you think you'd vote for?
The Republican.
Thank you. As you may know, there will also be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's healthcare provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose to it?
Oppose it.
Thank you. Which of the following issues do you think is the most important for the Senate legislature to focus their attention on right now? Protecting our air and water, inflation, improving our public schools, stopping the flow of illegal immigration, creating jobs and improving wages, reducing the costs of healthcare and prescription medicine, supporting a ceasefire to end the violence on the Gaza Strip, making housing more affordable, fighting crime and protecting the public, keeping abortion safe and legal in Florida, passing common sense gun safety legislation, or reducing the costs of insurance?
You know what, man, you're losing me. I'll be honest with you, these are too in-depth and it's very difficult, but you can submit the answers you have for me. I appreciate it.